Good morning. It's Monday, June 11th. I'm George Kearns with a look at your South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, heavy rain this past weekend caused some significant flooding in some areas of downtown Charleston. The National Weather Service says 2.6 inches of rain fell on Friday afternoon. That's a new record for that day. More scattered storms occurred throughout the weekend, causing more flooding and even a partial roof collapse at one downtown restaurant. Worse yet, more showers are expected this week. We've got your complete statewide weather coming up in a bit. Two South Carolina-based fighter pilots are being honored for saving 88 American and coalition soldiers in Afghanistan who were surrounded by attacking forces that had them pinned down. Captains John Nygaard and Salvador Cruz were awarded Distinguished Flying Cross Medals. The Shaw Air Force Base airmen are credited with saving the lives in the April 2017 firefight. Two American soldiers were killed in that battle. Investigators think a man found dead inside a wall at a York County flea market became trapped when he tried to break into the business. 33-year-old William Powers was found trapped between an exterior and interior wall of the flea market last Wednesday. Police say it appears Powers broke into a shed and climbed into the ceiling, using it to get to the front of the building before falling between the walls and getting stuck. The York County coroner says it could take weeks before they can determine just how Powers died. In other news, two people on a motorcycle ride in the Midlands are dead after a wreck involving a truck. The Kershaw County coroner says neither rider was wearing a helmet as they headed toward Kershaw on Saturday afternoon. Highway Patrol is still investigating the crash. A woman was rescued after falling from an upstate dam into a pond. The Reedville Fire Department was called to the pond in Spartanburg County yesterday afternoon. Officials say a woman swimming with friends had climbed a bridge and then fell into the water and went over a dam into the pond. She was flown to Spartanburg Medical Center. There's no immediate word on her condition. Her name has not been released. Well, a Baptist church in the Midlands says it will move the hand-carved statue of Jesus Christ the congregation deemed too Catholic in nature to a local church. The church's congregation voted earlier to get rid of the 7-foot statue that's been displayed outside Red Bank Baptist Church in Lexington for a decade. The church's pastor, Jeff Wright, would not say where the statue is going. The Richland County coroner says a man missing more than a week has been found dead in the Midlands. Gary Watts said yesterday the body of 24-year-old Charlie Thomas Nguyen was found by kayakers and pulled from the Broad River on Saturday. An investigation is underway. Upstate authorities say a man was shot inside a mall this weekend after a confrontation outside a shoe store. Anderson police said the 23-year-old man was responsive to paramedics after the Friday night shooting at the Anderson Mall. A YouTube video shows a brief confrontation between two men that can't be heard, and then at least one gunshot. No one else was injured in the shooting. Police are still looking for the shooter, but no arrests have been made. In college baseball, the Gamecocks are still alive. South Carolina and Arkansas will play one more game tonight in Fayetteville, with the winner moving on to the College World Series in Omaha this weekend. Game time tonight set for 7 o'clock. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.